all this emphasis on the science of rest and recovery. Certainly in basketball, they canceled like the morning shoot-arounds for a lot of teams. Because the feeling is that whatever they're getting out of this morning shoot-around is perhaps they're giving up, like dragging guys out of bed. What do you think?
I think it's nice to get out of bed and, you know, touch the puck in the morning. You know, that's my philosophy. I like getting some reps in the morning, feeling good in the morning, and then going down and shutting it down for a nap. I feel like if you just lie in bed all day, you're pretty blah by the end of the day. So I'm a big advocate of the morning skate.
Can you just walk me through your schedule on a day like today a little
bit? I wake up, eat breakfast.
What time?
Depending on what time the bus is. I'll wake up probably an hour and 15 before the bus leaves.
Okay.
So wake up, kind of shower.
So what time did you get to the rink today?
Today we got to the rink at... We left the hotel at 8:30. So this morning I woke up at 7:30. Shower, kind of gather myself, go eat breakfast, come to the rink, you know, do some stretching, take my stick, do all that, have our meetings, skate, go home, eat.
What's the meal like? Protein and carbs?
Yeah, the standard chicken, rice, salad, whatever you do.
Okay.
Then you take a nap.
Yeah. How long?
Depending on how I feel. Depending on where we were the night before, if we flew in, if it's a back to back, whatever it is, between half an hour and a half, I'd say.
Okay.
Always
nap? Do you ever not nap?
No, I usually try to shut it down for a little bit. Even if it's just 15, 20 minutes, I'll still try to shut my eyes for a while.
So then you're getting up at what time?
Then I'm getting up. Say it's a 7 o'clock game and the bus leaves at 4 o'clock. I'll wake up at 3 o'clock. Eat again. A little shower, eat again, and then go to the rink.
Red Bulls, coffee, that kind of thing in your regime?
No. Nothing like that. I got energy. I got a natural energy in my body, so I don't need any of that artificial stuff.
Appreciate walking me through that. Thanks, Mark.
It's been a good trip so far. What have you liked about the stops through Washington and Detroit that you want to carry over here against a tough Ranger team tonight?
Well, we know it's going to be tough. We know the Rangers have been rolling, and they've been scored a lot of goals. But we know what to do against them. We're gonna play our game, and hopefully we can take it to them tonight.
Well, you guys have been able to come back. Just what's that done inside the room, confidence wise? Not only for the young guys that there's a lot of talk about, but for you guys as well.
The biggest thing is, you know, we want to continue to round out our full 60 minutes. You know, I still don't think we've had a full 60-minute game so far this season. So we're trying to round that out. We're trying to get better and better at that, and hopefully we can do that tonight.
Chef, it's nice to see so many young, good players in the league today. Obviously you're playing with one, but having so much success throughout the league.
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously awesome to see young guys step in and make big contributions with their team. So, we have a lot of good young guys here, and we hope that our young guys continue to flourish and become all rounded players, help our team.
As they adjust to the league, young kids have ups and downs. As you did your first year, what's imperative? I mean, what would you tell Patrick, during those down periods when he needs to maybe settle in and regain his focus? What does he need to do? What's important?
You just got to simplify your game. You can't do too much. That's the biggest thing. This league's so tough that when you're pressing, when you're trying to do too much, you're going to get caught and you're going to get in trouble. So biggest thing that my advice is keep it simple. Do the simple plays over and over, be consistent, and the good things will happen.
Does he have the hardest shot you've ever seen?
It's definitely up there. He's got a pretty wicked release. It's definitely a cannon. Obviously Ovi is up there. Obviously Webb's is probably by far the hardest shot, the heaviest shot, I'd say. But he's definitely right up there.
Is day more taxing at all coming to New Jersey pregame skate to go back to play in a different rink tonight?
Not really. It would probably be longer to get to MSG. So it wasn't a bad drive. It's only about 20 minutes. So yeah, exactly. Yeah, seriously. So it's not bad at all.